Okay, we might actually be able to finish this all off in 40 minutes if I just go through it really quickly, and then we can have an early weekend.
好，我们继续今天的第二堂课。我们想在未来40分钟把今天的课程完成，让大家可以早一点这个下课休息。
Yeah, the last part of our study on prayer for now is 9 reasons why prayer is not answered.
好，那我们接下来要谈的是九个为什么祷告没有得到回应的理由。
Now we've been looking at how your prayer is going to be effective in, over the last few weeks. So really this is just the opposite side.
在前面几个礼拜呢，我们都在学的是说怎么样可以让我们的祷告比较有效。
This is a common thing you see in the Bible, where especially like in the Proverbs, it says if you do one thing, something good will happen. Let's say for example, you know, if you, those who obey the Lord will be blessed, those who disobey the Lord will be cursed. And you see God setting up what we call opposite phrases.
那但是呢，我们现在要讲的是呢，完全另外一个反向的一个教导方式，就是怎么样的祷告是不会被回应的。那神常常，耶稣也常常用这种对比的方式来教导我们。
And you might say, well, that's obvious. Yeah, if you obey God and you're blessed, then obviously you're going to if you disobey God, you'll be cursed. That's the opposite.
这就好像说，哎，我们如果顺服于神的话，我们会受到祝福；而我们不顺服于神的话，我们就会遭到诅咒一样。这是绝对的。
And you can say, does God think I'm stupid? I know that.
那你会想说，哎，难道神认为我很笨吗？我需要用这种方法来教吗？
Well, the answer is yes, we're stupid because we're humans. And this is why we need as many different ways to learn something as possible.
的确呢，相较于神，我们的确是蛮笨的。所以我们要用各种学习的方法来让我们真的学懂。
Yeah, just giving that simple example, if you obey God, you're blessed. Well, then you should obey God. But many times we don't obey God.
就像我们知道说，我们如果顺服于神，就会得到祝福。但是奇怪的是，我们就是常常不顺服啊。
Yeah, why is that?
为什么呢？
Because we're stupid.
因为我们很笨。
And that's, you know, we're compared to God, of course. Yeah, some of us are more intelligent than others, but compared to God, we're very stupid.
当然有一些人是也蛮聪明的，但是任何人类要跟神比起来，我们都是笨的。
Anyway, so we've been teaching about things to make your prayers effective, and now we're going to look at the opposite side and see why our prayers are not answered.
好，所以我们要从这个负面的列表来学学看为什么我们的祷告没有受到神的回应。
Okay, now the first reason we have here is that the reason your prayer is not answered is because you're not filled with the Spirit.
那第一个理由呢，就是呢，我们的祷告中，我们的灵并没有被圣灵充满。
And that's in Ephesians 6:18.
也就是在以弗所书六章十八节所写。
Okay, we did already look at that verse, but it says here that when you pray always with prayer and supplication. It says in the Spirit.
好，在圣灵里随时多方祷告祈求，并要为此警醒恒守，为众圣徒祈求。
Okay, and the Greek phrase there, you have en, it's a preposition, en, Ben, can you put a circle around that?
所以第一个句子就是说在圣灵里或者是靠着圣灵来祈求，这个就是圣灵充满的状况下来做祷告。
And then you have the noun, which is pneumati, and again, this is in the dative form. Remember, we have the dative form, it's also locative, which means location.And in this case, you're praying in the sphere of the Spirit, which means you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这个在圣灵里呢，它其实词性里面是有地点跟一个尺度的，所以它其实就好像说我们是在一个圣灵的一个充气球里面的那种意思，所以我们可以把它解释成是圣灵充满的状态。
Okay, we've talked a lot about this, but just so you understand that when you pray, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what this is saying.
这就是我们讲的，就是当我们祷告必须要圣灵充满的情况下来祷告。如果没有圣灵充满，那这个祷告就无法被神听到。
And of course, that reason is because the Holy Spirit, He's giving, you know, He provides you the power for you to study. But this is application. So remember that reverse concentration. You're looking at the problem, and you know how to pray for that.
因为当圣灵充满的时候，我们是可以学习到神的话语。而当圣灵充满的时候，我们也能够在我们的状态中 神会这个圣灵会教导我们怎么去运用神的话语，这就是所谓之前谈到的这个反向的专注力，好，就是经由圣灵协助我们把我们曾经学过的这些神的话语把它吐出来，拿来到我们的头脑中，让我们会运用，知道怎么样去解决问题。
So the Holy Spirit is reminding you of the doctrine that you need to apply, whether it's a problem-solving situation or whether you're praying to God.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，或者是我们正在碰到一个需要被解决的一个问题的时候呢，这个圣灵就是来协助我们去记起神的话语，哪一句话，哪些话是可以用在解决这个问题上。
Okay, the next reason why your prayer might not be answered because you're not applying faith, no faith rest function.
第二个原因呢，就是并没有在信靠与安息的状态中。
Okay, this is Matthew 21:22. We had this verse already, but so that's reviewing it, but now from the other point of view.
好，这是马太福音21:22。我们这个经句之前都读过，但我们现在用另外一种角度来看这个经句。
See, Jesus said to his disciples, all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing. Remember we had the word pisteontes here. Okay, or pistis, relating to faith. So in faith, which means applying Bible doctrine, you shall receive.
就你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信就必得着，这是耶稣对他的门徒所说的。而这里所谓的信，这个信，记得吗？就是神的话语。
And so the opposite of that would be, when you pray, don't believe, so you don't receive.
所以如果你祷告，但你其实根本不相信，那你当然不会得到。
Okay, that's fairly simple. I think even stupid people can understand that.
就是你不信的事情，你就别想，别祷告了。
Okay, the next one, mental attitude carnality. Carnality means you're involved in sin, because carnality really means the flesh, and the sin nature is in the flesh.
然后呢，第三个祷告不被应许的原因是呢，你的心理状态呢，你的态度呢，其实是充满血气的，充满罪的。
Yeah, the Greek word they have when they talk about flesh, roti, right, I guess, or what do they call it?
血气或肉体。
Okay. The Greek word is sarx, but the Latin word, when they translate from the Greek to the Latin, the word is carne, and carne means, literally it means meat or flesh.
好，所以那个因为carnality 就是从 carne 那个字来的，那个意思就是肉体的，或者说有时候翻成血气的。
Yeah, because that's, sometimes Paul talks about it. He says, you should be following the Spirit, but you're following the flesh. It's like, well, what does it mean, following the flesh? Well, your sin nature is in the flesh.
因为我们所有的罪是在我们的身体里的，是在这个肉体里的。所以如果我们的人不是跟随着圣灵走，而是跟随着我们的肉体走的话，那就是进入罪的状态。
Yeah, and actually the sin nature is in the DNA.Of our bodies, but the DNA is in every cell of the flesh, of every cell of your body.
而罪呢，它就是潜藏在我们的。
No, that's sin nature.
我们的罪性呢，就是潜藏在我们的 DNA 里面。那这个 DNA 当然就是在我们肉体的任何一个细胞里都有 DNA.
Yeah, so that means that your body is infected with the sin nature. Every cell in your body, and billions of cells.Every one of those cells has your sin nature programmed into the DNA.
在我们几千亿个细胞的这个身体中呢，每一个细胞都有 DNA 的这个罪性。
So Psalm 66:18, we'll just have a quick look at that.
那诗篇66:18，我们来看一下。
Now, just because the DNA is in your body doesn't mean that that's an excuse to sin.
即使呢，我们有这个罪性藏在 DNA 里面，但不代表我们就一定会犯罪。
Yeah, because some people might say, well, God allowed me to have the sin nature, and therefore it's all God's fault that I sin.
有人会说，哎，神呢让我有这个罪性，那他我天生有罪性，那代表的是神容许我犯罪。
Yeah, but the fact is that your volition is the key, and you need to develop your mentality so that when there is a test, whether it's from the sin nature or from outside temptations, your volition will do what is right and not just follow the sin nature.
但是呢，我们的自由意志才是决定我们是否犯罪的最主要的原因。所以我们要以正面的自由意志去避免自己犯罪，我们是绝对可以做得到的。
Okay, but Psalm 66:18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, Jehovah will not hear." That means if you have unconfessed sin in your life.
好，这边讲的是说，我若心里隐藏着罪孽，主必不听。
Okay.
这代表就是我们是，即使是潜藏没有说出或没有做出的罪，都是一个会让主无法听我们祷告的罪。
So again, before you sit down to say your prayers to God, the first thing you need to do is name your sins.
所以呢，在我们每一次祷告前，第一件事情是先跟神认罪，让我们的这个所有的罪好得到神的宽恕，让我们成为一个洁净的状态下，才开始你正式的祷告是很重要的。
Yeah, so that's a fairly simple application, and if you get into the habit of that, of just considering what your sins might be, then that will help to make your prayers more effective.
所以这会变成我们一个惯性，以后要祷告前一定要先认罪，这样的话我们的整个祷告就会更有效力。
Yeah. Now, just because you name your sins doesn't mean that everything's going to be back to normal.Because sometimes, you know, God still has to punish you for what you've been doing. And sometimes part of that punishment includes he's not going to provide the answer for your prayers. So just naming your sins doesn't guarantee that God's going to answer your prayers.
但是呢，不要以为你跟神认罪了，神就一定会不处罚你。因为神所有的罪都是，如果你曾经做过的错事，神都是一定要有所谓的管教的。好，但所以不要以为你只要跟他认罪，就所有事情的一笔勾销。
You might have a persistent sin in your life which you insist on doing all the time, and you do it so much, and you've got into the habit of naming your sins for that sin. That it's just become a habit. You say, "Well, yeah, I'm going to do this sin again, but I'll just name my sin afterwards." Yeah, that means you're in carnality, really.
但所以有些人会说啊，我只要跟神认罪了，他就原谅我了。不是这样的，就如果你一再的犯罪，一再的犯错，那重复性的这个错误，它就在你的这个，然后你又重复的把它变成是认罪悔改的一个过程，这样的话，你真的是活在血气肉体之中。
Remember in James chapter 5, we looked at the verse which said that the prayers of a righteous man are very effective and powerful.
雅各书
Chapter 5.
五章里面讲到说，一个公义信实的人，他的祷告是非常有力量的。
I'll give you another two points here, which is the opposite of that, because we're looking at opposites here as well. In point D and point E on the slideshow, see the first one, lust type selfishness in James 4:24.
好，那我们来看一下这个雅各书的四章二到四节，说到说。
You desire and do not have, you murder and are jealous and cannot obtain. So there's some example sins. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask, meaning from God, and receive not because you ask amiss. That means you ask incorrectly, that you may spend it on your lust. These Christians are praying for things, to fulfill their lusts. So if you go in from verse 2 and down to verse 4, you could probably read through that.
好。你们贪恋却是得不着，你们杀害和嫉妒又冲突争闹也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们错求，为要耗费在你们的情欲中。淫乱的人啊，你们岂不知和世界的友谊就是对神的敌意吗？所以凡决定与世界为友的就是与神为敌了。
So he says, was it in verse 3 there, he's saying, you don't even ask, but when you do ask, you're asking incorrectly, referring to prayer, of course.
所以这四章三节就是说，你们呢，就算是去求了，也因为是求错了，所以呢，也没有办法得着的，是，这全部都是浪费在我们的这种情欲肉体之中。
Yeah, when you're asking according to your lusts.
因为我们所求的是我们情欲想要的。
Yeah. And now some people might disguise that in their prayer. Say they just want lots of money. And they say to God, well, you know, make me a successful business person so I can give my money to the church and to charity. And that's sort of what they pray. But God knows in their hearts they're just after lots of money and they're going to keep it for themselves.
因为像有些那些生意人，他去跟神求说啊，你让我赚钱，我就可以捐款给教会。但神知道他真正在求的是想要赚钱。
Or a person that wants a career, he wants to become a politician, and he's praying, God, I'm going to help lots of people and set up big social programs, but really he just wants the power.
那在政治界的人，他很可能在求神说啊，神啊，请让我在政治上面很成功，这样的话我就可以帮助很多人。但是神非常清楚，他其实就是想要有很大的权力。
It's even possible in these people's hearts, they're very sincere, that they, yes, they want to help people, but God knows that deep down, if they get the money, or if they get the power, then they're just going to use it to satisfy their own lusts.
而所以呢，有些人他都在求说他想要帮助很多人，可是在他内心深处，神太清楚了，他真的就是想要钱跟权力。
And this is why learning doctrine is very important also because it helps you to understand yourself much better, even your deep desires and your thoughts that you try to justify. The Bible opens you up to see yourself clearly as you really are.
所以这个圣经其实研读圣经最大的重要点就是让我们从圣经上真正看懂自己是在干嘛。到底是不是有很大的那种欲望、情欲这些东西都在圣经里面。彰显出来我们的本性。
It's actually in the book of James, where James is saying that the Bible, the Word of God, is like a mirror, and you can see yourself clearly. But the more you understand the Bible, the more doctrine that you know, then the clearer the image of yourself becomes.
所以雅各书里面就提到说，圣经就有如一面镜子，可以很清楚的看清你自己。所以你对圣经越熟越懂深刻的理解圣经，你这个镜子就越亮，你就看得清自己的所有的状况。
And if you're objective and you keep learning, then you can see your sin nature, you can see your lusts more clearly so that you can work on them. See, if you don't know that you have a tendency for lusts or for what your sin nature patterns are, you're not going to solve them.
所以当我们越看得清自己的欲望，看得清自己的这种肉体的情欲或者是欲望的各种形态的欲望的话，你才会知道怎么去修正自己。
Okay, the next one we had here is lack of obedience, which is a similar thing. You're just not obeying God. This is in 1 John 3:22.
那同时呢，第五个祷告无效的原因就是缺乏顺服的心，在约翰一书的三章二十二节。
Okay, so just take a quick look at that.1 John 3:22. Okay, and he says, whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do these things that are pleasing in his sight.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
This isn't just saying that if you're a good boy, I'm going to give you what you want.
这好像就是说，哎，你是一个好孩子，我就会给你你要的。
You see, that's how some people might think. I'll do God's commandments, and then God will give me things.
有些人就会说，嗯，我只要按照神的命令行，他一定会给我我要的。
Well, it's God's command that you know His will, and so once you know the will, and then you can ask for things according to His will, and then God will give them to you. That's what this is about.
但实际上这边是在讲的是，因为你懂得他要的，他的旨意。所以他会将那个旨意在你身上施行。
See, doing things that are pleasing in God's sight means that, you know, the first thing is to know God and to love God, and then you're going to be obedient to Him.
所以我们是要学习的是知道他真的要什么，然后我们才能做出让他喜悦的事来，然后我们所求所想的也都是神他愿意的。他想要的，他喜悦的，那他当然会在我们身上成就。
Okay. The next one we have here is under step. What are we up to now? 7, I think. Pride as a basic mental attitude sin. So that means if you're arrogant in your soul and your thinking, and you have self-righteousness, God won't answer your prayers.
那另外一个第八这是第七个好祷告不被应许的原因，就是呢我们的骄傲常常是我们在内心状态下最明显的一个罪，而这样的罪，这种骄傲的罪，总是会造成我们的自以为是好的这种自义的状态。
Okay, this comes out in Job 35, 12 and 13. So we'll just have a look here as well.
好，我们来看一下约伯书。
So that's 35.
35章12节，约伯书的35章12节。
13 as well.
还有第13节。
Okay, so I just read in English. They cry. There they cry, but he gives no answer because of pride. Another word for pride is arrogance, like self-pride. The pride of the evildoers. Surely God will not hear vanity. And he's using different synonyms for the word arrogance here. Neither will the Almighty, that means God, look on it.
他们在那里因恶人的骄傲呼求，他却不回答。虚妄的呼求，神必不垂听，全能者也必不眷顾。
So that's talking about arrogance. You know, the arrogant person is out of luck. I say out of luck. You know, God's not going to answer his prayers.
所以对于骄傲、傲慢的人，是绝对不会让他们的祷告，神是不会回应的。
We've got two more to go here. So lack of compassion or grace orientation.
然后第八个是就是没有感恩的一个缺乏感恩的态度。
Okay, this is Proverbs 21:13. Okay.
Okay, 箴言的21章13节。
Okay. Whoever stops his ear at the cry of the poor, meaning whoever doesn't listen to the poor person, he shall cry himself and shall not be heard.
塞耳不听穷人哀哭的哀求的，他将来呼吁也不蒙应允。
Yeah, now there's a parable that Jesus talks about where there's a servant, and the servant owed a big debt to his master, and then the master said, "Okay, you don't have to pay me your debt anymore." And the servant was very grateful, said, "Thank you." But then he went out and he demanded money from his own servant as well.So he wasn't showing grace. You remember that parable?
在这个福音书里面有提到，就是耶稣举了一个例子，有一个仆人呢，他欠了他的主人很多钱，结果他就跟主人求要让主人可以免了他的债，结果呢，他离开他的主人家以后到外面去，他却来去跟他的朋友讨债。结果他的朋友非常的穷困，希望他能够宽限一下，他都不愿意。
Now Jesus was using it as a parable, of course, but he was explaining that a lot of believers have received grace from God, but they're not giving grace to other people.
其实耶稣是在举这样的一个例子来教导大家，就是所有的人常常都从天父那边获得了很多的恩典。但他却不懂得要将恩典传给其他的人。
Remember, grace is God's policy, which means it's his thinking. He thinks in terms of grace.
要记得之前才提过，恩典其实 是神的一个原则，他处事的一个原则，他思维的一个原则。
And so as you learn God's thinking, you should become what we call grace-oriented in your thinking. You should think in terms of grace to other people as well.
所以当我们要以神为我们的模仿的对象的话，我们应该要学习是神的这个恩典的原则。我们也应该要对其他的人要有同样的这个恩典的原则。
Okay, it's quite simple. You know, see, God gives you everything in grace, not just salvation, but on your day-to-day basis, everything that you have. There's nothing that you have that God didn't give you. And so when other people, like a poor person comes to you asking for help, or you have people that require something from you, even just forgiveness. I say just forgiveness, that can be very hard, but let's say a person here, they require forgiveness over here. Or this person here, he requires some assistance. He needs to hear the gospel.Whatever, you know, you're taking this grace from God and you are to become grace oriented, which
what,
means.
What is this? B-E-L.
Believer.
Oh.
Sorry.
好，所以呢，神呢， 几乎给了我们一切，就是我们不只是救恩，包括我们每天所吃所用，还有这个我们的一切所有，都是神依着恩典给我们的。所以我们在学习神的时候，绝对不要忘记我们旁边的人也需要得到我们的恩典，这样的话我们才活得更像神，我们的思维才更像神。
Yeah, the other term we have there is to reflect. You reflect God's grace because, again, He's given it to you and you shine that grace or you provide grace to other people.
我们也有另外一个词可以说，就是神给了我们恩典，我们也要反射这个恩典在其他的人的身上。
Okay. And the last one we have here is lack of domestic tranquility, 1 Peter 3:7. Domestic tranquility means, when you have peace in the home.See, some people, they don't have peace at home. The family is always arguing. The husband beats up the wife. The wife is always screaming at the husband, things like that. There's no domestic tranquility.
还有最后一个呢，就是缺乏内在的宁静或平安。
Okay, this is 1 Peter 3:7. Okay, likewise, husbands live together according to knowledge, giving honor...to your wife as unto the weaker person, as being heirs together of the grace of life. He's talking about two believers together. If you're heirs together, as two people together, that your prayers will not be hindered. See, Peter is emphasizing that you need peace in the household, and he's emphasizing the husband and wife, two believers, in order that when they pray, they can pray together.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理。和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩典，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
I think a lot of wives, they would hear this verse and they'd say, I wish my husband could learn this verse.
很多的妻子听到这样子的这个金句就说啊，真希望我的先生跟我一起在这学这个金句。
Okay, but remember, whenever there's an argument, there's always two sides to the argument as well. So this verse could always be for the woman as well. You know, you have to obey your husband and please your husbands as well. And then pray together and God will answer your prayers.
So it's really the wife weaker, right?
Well, see, the woman depends on the husband.
Right.
You know, she's depending on him to provide support in every way, and that can include emotional support and encouragement.
对，这边妻子，他说妻子比先生要软弱，因为 Tim 说，因为妻子是要依靠先生的，不只是他的身体的软弱，包括他的情绪，好，各种情感都是比较弱小的。所以妻子是要依赖先生的。
Remember, the objective of a Christian marriage is that the woman reflects the church, she represents the church, and the husband represents Jesus Christ.
就像在一个婚姻中呢，其实妻子代表的是教会，而先生代表的是耶稣，所以教会是要靠着耶稣的。
If the husband and the wife are arguing, I mean, that's really not the analogy that Christ is trying to present to the world. Now, he's trying to present to the world through the husbands that the husband is firm and faithful and providing for his wife. That's what Jesus Christ does for us, right? So that's the role of the husband, is to reflect Jesus Christ to his wife.
所以在耶稣他在比喻的时候就说他耶稣他就像是先生就像耶稣一样。他其实是必须非常的明确 坚强的而且完美的所以他才能够照顾整个的教会那等于是教会的头
A Christian husband should be willing completely willing to die for his wife if he has to
所以呢一个基督徒的先生的丈夫他基本上是愿意为他的妻子而死
But then most husbands well not most but a lot of husbands they want to kill their wives rather than die for them
但是有些先生跟太太吵起来的时候，先生都几乎想要杀了太太。
And you know, they're arguing with their wives, for example. So it's no surprise that God is not going to answer their prayers.
所以他都想要杀了他太太，这样子的祷告怎么可能会被回应呢
？Okay, I think that finishes off. Now we just had a quick review here. We sort of pretty much did the review, but we just finished off. This will take another 5 minutes. So the review here is you must be in fellowship before God listens to your prayers.
好，我们现在做一个小小的那个复习，就是第一个，你必须是要在与神连接的情况下，神才可能听见你的祷告。
Now we just had Psalm 66:18, and we've also done the study of 2 Chronicles 7:14 related to that too.
好，这就在诗篇的66章18节跟历代志记的下7章14节。
Okay, your prayers must be directed to God the Father in the filling of the Holy Spirit and in the name of God the Son, in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后我们的祷告呢一定是要对着我们的天父祷告，而且是要圣灵充满的，而且是要奉主耶稣基督，就是上帝的儿子之名来祷告。
They must conform to the will of God. They must be according to the will of God.
而且呢必须要是根据神的旨意来祷告。
And they must be correctly motivated.
而且第四个必须是要有正确的动机。
So that finishes our study of prayer.
Can you mention what is the correct motivation?
Oh, well, correct motivation is love for God, of course.
那就是要对神的爱，就是我们最正确的动机。Yeah.
And then when you're praying for things, like as James said, it's not from your lust. It's not from your lust that you want these things, but it's for the plan of God, for the glory of God.
所以我们在祷告的时候，绝对不会是因着我们血气里的欲望，而是因为我们想要让神的旨意他的计划成就。
Yeah, as Jesus said, not my will be done, but your will, O God.
就像耶稣跟天父在祷告的时候说，不要依着我，要依着你来完成。
Okay, now on Wednesday, we'll be able to start a new topic relating to the angelic conflict.
我们这个礼拜三会再回去讲这个天使征战的新的一个议题。
Yeah, and that's going to be relating to the covenants, which means the promises in scripture that God has given to people throughout history.
那我们要谈的是呢，神在历史上一直给予我们的应许。
Okay, and just an announcement to finish off today, because I've been unable to get a long-term visa in Taiwan, we're now going to be looking at going back to Thailand.
那同时也跟大家宣布，就是因为我们Tim 他在台湾还没有办法拿到一个长期性的一个居留的一个证哈，所以他们现在计划要回去泰国了。
Yeah, that process could take a few weeks, so I've got to go through the embassy and there's a lot of bureaucracy involved in that, but I imagine I'll still be here for at least 2 or 3 weeks in Taiwan.
所以大概还会在台湾待2到3个礼拜吧。
Okay, even after I go back to Thailand, I'm going to try to do what I can to teach through these classes, and the goal is actually, you know, once we've spent just a bit of time in Thailand, is to try to get back here, as soon as possible, really, here and China, actually, you know, but again, it depends on the government rules relating to the COVID.
好，那回去泰国以后呢，他还是会尽可能的啊，能够来台湾跟到大陆。但是当然是要看这个 各地方的对于新冠病毒的这个法规进出的这个状况才能决定怎么样。
Yeah, but as we know, everything is in God's hands and God's timing is perfect, so we just have to pray that we understand His guidance through these things.
但一切呢都是在神的手中呢，他会领导我们，带领我们，看我们应该怎么做。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，让我们来低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you about the study of prayer.
我们感谢天父，让我们在这边研读你的话语，还有祷告的方式。
We know that you are faithful every time that we do pray according to your will and with the correct motivation.
我们知道你是信实的，只要我们是跟着你的旨意，有着对的动机祷告，您都会回应我们。
And above all, you are faithful to supply everything we need for protection and provision in the devil's world.
而且您的信实会总是会保护我们，然后提供我们所需的，然后也可以让我们能够在这个属世的恶魔的世界里面可以得到安定安全。
We know you've already provided the greatest thing that we could ever have, that is our eternal salvation.
而且我们也知道你绝对已经会提供我们永恒的生命。
And you've given us this great spiritual life in which we can be very happy and to glorify you.
而我们也会有一个属灵的生命，我们将会荣耀你而让你喜悦。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.